This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the 27th of October, almost Samhain. Welcome to the show. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are. This is 1-2 Radio and my name is Erica Longdon, your host on a Monday morning, afternoon, evening or whenever you are. And also an advisor on 1-2 Listener. It is my honour to be there. And as I said, 27th of October, almost at the witching hour, almost at my favourite celebration of the year, which is Samhain, or if you prefer, All Hallows Eve or Halloween. I just love it. It just brings out, I don't know, I was going to say the best in me. I just connect to it so strongly. I think it just helps us to reconnect to who we are and where we live. It is a massive portal for the changing of the seasons, which is, of course, what the ancients did with it. If you lived in concert with the land, then you had to leave your crops in the field. You had a great bonfire. You threw the bones on the fire, hence bonfire, and the ash would go back to fertilize your land. You took the fire inside to your hearth and home. In ancient Rome and Greece, it was the goddesses Vespa and Hestia who took care of that, because if you didn't have a fire all winter, you're going to freeze to death. And also you had to have harvested well, whether that be animal agriculture or your crops. You had to have things to eat. So you were very aware at this time of year of how your year had gone and how well you'd done. And the fact that you were probably only a hop, skip and a jump on the way from passing through the veil yourself. So you felt the presence of your ancestors very keenly. And also in days of old, you would be living on the land or probably in the same house as your ancestors had, because people just didn't travel so readily. So far more than perhaps we do today, we'd have this huge sense of our family, our ancestors being about us. And far from being spooky, I just think that's the most glorious thing to know, the most heartfelt, beautiful thing, to invite your ancestors and just dedicate some time to sitting with them, being with them. Even if you feel that you can't hear them particularly, just light a candle and thank them for the fact that you exist, because without them, you wouldn't. So that's where I'm going to start the show today. I am running a live Facebook chat room as ever. If you're with me in the UK, you know the times have changed. It's 2:30 in the afternoon here because our clocks went back at the weekend. And I know stateside they don't do the following weekend, but I am running a chat room. If you want to come and join us, go to the website 12radio.com. Look at the menu. On the left-hand side, the option to chat is there, along with the on-demand system, and I will get this show to on-demand as fast as I can. I know already there are some lovely people in the chat room. Let me just have a look. I have got Shirin, just Shirin, Renee, Catherine Hickey, Laura Kasdan Fulton. I have Kathleen Nicholson in the house. Good morning, Catch, my colleague. My awesome colleague from 1-2 Listen, whose show is at 9 a.m. Pacific this morning here on 1-2 Radio. I've also got my Libra buddy Maureen White-Varner, Suzanne Morrissey. I can see Jennifer Hart just down the road here in Cornwall. I think that's all the ones I can see for the moment. I'm going to have to turn this the right way up and take a look at your comments in a moment. But if you want to join us and you're already on Facebook, come on in. They are really, really lovely people. So that was where I was at with Samhain. And I will be doing some readings because I can see people asking for readings in this Facebook chat room. But I did, as ever, ask my guides, what do you want me to talk about today? And they made it pretty clear. They gave me a card. I said, give me a card because you haven't given me a message. And they gave me the Nine of Fire, or the Nine of Wands, if you use traditional tarot. Now, there are many meanings to tarot cards. I mean, it's like an infinity mirror. It's like working with astrology. It just goes back and back and back and back. The depth is infinite. But one of the main meanings of the Nine of Fire is to be prepared. And they particularly drew my attention to that. So be prepared for change, endless waves of change, because that's life. It doesn't stay static, and frankly, would we want it to be? Would you want to be the person you were 10 years ago? Perhaps, you know, if you've got aches and pains in your body, you're laughing with me at the moment going, oh yeah, but I mean, would you emotionally, spiritually, mentally want to be the person you were 10 years ago? I don't know. I can't answer that for you, but I pose the question. And we're almost at the end of this year. And if you have a Celtic mind as I do, Samhain is the end of the Celtic year. The 1st of November is their Celtic New Year. So I would ask, what have you harvested? Because even if you're not going to celebrate New Year till the end of December and January, it is that time of year when we're going into the quieter, darker months. So what precious lessons, what knowledge have you harvested this year? What are you going to take those precious lessons into the darker months to contemplate and bring back out into the light next year? And there's a full moon on the way, full moon in Taurus. On this particular card, the Nine of Fire, it is a super moon. And the woman there is a real warrior. Gosh, she's a warrior. She's holding her light, her wand up to be seen amidst all the other ones and the clamour and the hubris and everything else that's going on in the world. She's just standing there with her shield up, shining her light, being incredibly strong. She is an activist. Now, she's talking about earth activism, but activism can mean anything. Activism can mean just sitting down and listening to someone who needs to be heard. It can be standing alongside someone who's having a tough time and just knowing they don't walk alone. But she's particularly on this card, and so I'm going to talk to this because it always comes up for me. She's standing up for Earth, our home. It's our only home, unless you're planning to catch the next rocket ship to Mars with Elon Musk or whomever. But just think about it. Mars is, whatever Mars has been, it's pretty barren now. It's got no trees. I love my trees and the water and the beauty. And we live on the most beautiful living jewel in our solar system. So for me, the prime directive has to be to protect her. And when people ask me, well, there's this charity and that charity, and why do you do that? And why don't you support this? And I said, I do. From time to time, I support many charities. But my bottom line is, I have to stand up for the environment, because if we wreck the planet we live on, then everything else is irrelevant. So I think she's talking about that. And as I say, she has this amazing full moon behind her. And I know, as a heads up, that Mark is going to be talking about preparing for this full moon. And the message on this card is be prepared. So please do tune in to what Mark is saying. He'll be on air right after this show. Also preparing this full moon is me, because I am planning here in the UK to be running my final gong bath at the incredible old converted chapel with stained glass windows where I have my gong baths. And in particular, I'm highly amused because it's the 5th of November, which is a very significant date here over in the UK. We have this phrase, remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. Lovely. Lots of fireworks, lots of bonfires. We celebrate this because apparently in 1605 there was a plot to blow up Parliament and James I and all his ministers in it. And it was uncovered and foiled, and they all came to a very gruesome end. But it was a time of hugely opposing beliefs and complete intolerance of others' right to opinion. And there was very, very brutal retribution if you didn't follow the Protestant James I point of view. It was the Catholics who were against him. And I look back to that time and I think probably we still have much to learn when I look at what's going on in the world at the moment. Did we not learn? Yes, remember, remember the 5th of November. We still have much to learn. So I will leave that thought with you as well. If you want to read it again, it is, I finally got round to putting my starscopes up on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com. And my November scopes are up there. I've done them challenging with my Angel Wisdom Tarot, which I have with me today, and also Karen Kay's Messages from the Mermaids, because we're in Scorpio land. It's a very intense, deep water sign. So go and have a look if you want a sneak peek on your starscope for November. I am now going to hit, because I'm looking at the clock and I don't want to run out of time. I can see people asking for messages. If you would like a message live, then to come on into this Facebook chat room. As ever, I'm going to give a shout out to Polly, because I know she'd like to be in here but probably can't get in, and to Erin. So let me just turn all these comments the right way up. And see, Maureen White Varner is the first comment in there. And you would like a card, please, battling your first sinus infection of the season. Oh, my darling, I am there with you. I've been ill in bed all last week. And yeah, I know that one. So we wish you well. We'll call in Archangel Raphael, please, for some beautiful healing. But let's see if I can find a card. What would be helpful? I'm hearing rest. You know that one. Rest. Lots of liquid and all of that. Lots of Archangel Raphael. But let's look for a card for you and see what Raphael or somebody will come up with as a healing message for Maureen. Clear the deck because it's not running. There we go. As soon as I clear the deck, I got the message. Interestingly, I have the same card for you, Maureen, as I said was the card of the day, which is the Nine of Fire. And she's got this shield up and she is wearing a green cloak to protect herself as well as the shield. So I'm hearing the definition for you of this card is you shielding yourself from the world and going within and making sure you take care of you first before you try and deal with anything else. I've also got it with a real Jupiter energy of the wheel, which says this too shall pass. And the Queen of Water, which is complete nurturing card. The Queen of Water just nurtures herself in every way, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, personally. So take good care of yourself, Maureen. And Archangel Raphael is on it. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. You would like a message as well. Let me just have a look. My voice is, if you listen, my voice is still a bit croaky. I did go out in the dead of night on Saturday. There's a theatre group called Rogue Theatre who perform literally out in the woods late at night. And I was boogieing late at night out into Hiddy Woods. And I'd already had a cold. So you can hear I'm a bit croaky, but there we go. A card for you, Laura. Beautiful Major Arcana card. It has an Aries energy about it. Excuse me, I told you my voice was going croaky. It is the Emperor. It's Archangel Michael. This is about getting organized. So, and the Aries energy is when an Aries decides to organize something, nothing is going to get in their way. So I don't know if you're planning a reorganization to really sort things out. It can be also accepting, rather than physical planning, it can be a leadership role in saying, right, okay, nobody's got a grip here, so this is what we're going to do. So hopefully that's helpful. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road in Cornwall. Okay, good morning to Renee Andrews. Hi to you. Good morning to Nadine. Yeah, I'm really croaky. I do apologize. We are in the witching hour. You love it too, being a Scorpio. Of course you do. Very intense. Jennifer Hart says, and I agree with you, you wish people wouldn't make Samhain scary and full of fearful stories. And actually, I think I was talking about this last week because a lovely Irish witch had posted up, why have we turned it into a plastic and ghouls sugar fest? You know, can we slightly take it back to the celebration and honouring of the veil, rather than being scary? It's a beautiful celebration of ancestry and being able to go beyond the veil. I know kids go around getting the trick and treat sweets. I've been there with my daughter and done it as a piece of fun. But yeah, I think you have to, a bit like Christmas to me, Yes, it's nice to have gifts and make the effort, which people actually do once a year, to go and see their family when perhaps they don't bother so much, or send cards and reconnect with friends. That is lovely. But then we've turned it into a commercial fest as well, which I don't like. So can we please balance out the real meanings of these rites of passage and festivals? Thank you for that, Jennifer. Good morning to Quelly. Grand rising to you. Good morning. Jennifer's back. So can I have a card, please, about something a bit different? Okay. So clear the deck. So angels and guides. What can I tell Jennifer that will be useful to her this week? Oh, my goodness, that's half the deck. Oh, okay, let's try that one again. There we go, that's better. Interestingly, Jennifer, you have got a major arcana card, which is the Lovers, which is Archangel Raphael. It carries a Gemini energy. And a beautiful water card, the Ten of Water, which is always about a happy, emotional, contented outcome. And very loving relationships with family. So that could be talking about Samhain, that you will connect to those passed over. But this Raphael with this emerald is always about embracing choices made from the heart. And I keep looking at this Gemini and thinking that maybe he's saying that the energy, what I'm looking at, is going into Gemini land, which is going to be next year. And I know all the astrologers talk about what a monumental year next year is going to be. So I'm going to say, Jennifer, there's something going on that will emotionally make you feel better by Gemini time. And hopefully that's helpful. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Happy Samhain to you. Blessed Samhain. You would like a message for your favourite week of the year. You and me both. I'm right in there with you. Okay, pumpkin spice, Tara. Let's have a message. So what message, angels and dragons? They've come in. Dragons love this time of the year. Again, a major arcana card. I love this card. It's the Strength card. It comes with Archangel Ariel. Hugely earth connected, this card. And I was talking about the activism at the beginning. She's obviously with this beautiful king lion. But everything here is green. She's dressed in green like a fairy. She's surrounded by trees and leaves. And this card is just so connected to earth, to Gaia, to Pachamama, to our interconnectedness. Ariel is an angel that helps us with that. She works with our root chakra sometimes. And this is a card also of your personal power, your inner strength that sometimes we forget we have when life is challenging us. We forget how strong we are and we can be if we have to be. And this is also a card about compassion, because strength comes from compassion sometimes, when you can see beyond the obvious. So I'm hoping that that's going to make sense to you, Tara. Nadine said she would like a message as well. So I love your surname, Nadine, Zenobi. If you forgive the Star Wars connection, Obi-Wan Kenobi Zenobi, I hope you don't mind that. It just came into my head, so I thought I'll say it. So a card, please, for Nadine. What do we need to know for your highest good? What would be helpful to Nadine to know? Oops, there we go. That's the card. Came out. Again, all these major arcana cards at the moment. You have Archangel Jophiel, the star. This is connected to the sign of Aquarius. And she has two urns that are pouring constant water. And they're pouring, and she knows that the water will not stop. She can hold these urns up and they're going to keep pouring water. Water is our emotions. She's standing a bit like the balance card, with one foot on the land and one foot in the water. So that's our material connection to the earth, but also our emotions, our spiritual. And the water is pouring into both endlessly. And there is a bluebird at the side of her, possibly the bluebird of happiness. So just be aware, Nadine, that the flow of life she's talking about is very much in your favor. And I have it with a second card, which is the Ten of Earth or the Ten of Coins, which is one of the ultimate kind of nice prosperity cards that we can get. But also this is a card totally about ancestry. And on the card, there are two, a son and a father, a mother who's pregnant, a grandchild and a grandmother. This is about connecting to the ancestors. It's about continuity of life. And with the star and this constant flow of water, this is a message about the continuity of life for you, Nadine. So I hope that will make sense to you. Maureen Whitevana, you're very interesting. Jennifer says, oh, that's interesting. Doesn't seem to relate to my question. They obviously had something else to tell me. Okay. Good morning to, or good afternoon, wherever you are, to Jean McIntosh, who's just come in the room as well. Let me just clear the deck because you would like a card. Okay. A card for Jean McIntosh, please. There we go. Again, this Ten of Water, one of my favorite cards. It has the cups, the water over a beautiful pastel rainbow. And there's a family walking into the sun through the rainbow. It's about an emotional, happy ending. It's about loving connections with family. Again, my mind is brought back to that can be at this time of years with your ancestors or your past loving animal companions as well. We mustn't forget them. They're all sitting over the Rainbow Bridge waiting to greet us. And it's always lovely. I recently had a lovely connection. I needed the wonderful Lizanne Flynn, who used to be on One Two Listen, connect to my two cats for me because I have a new cat. And things have been a bit hissy meowy, to put it mildly. And she connected. And instantly, all my other pets, particularly my gorgeous little dog Alfie, came through. So we must not forget that actually you have this connection to all those you love at this time of year. And I'm looking at the clock. I'm almost out of time, but I can see more messages coming into this chat room. So bear with me. My mouse is, I've mentioned the word cat and now my mouse is having a moment. Let me just turn these comments the right way up so I can get down to see who's in the room. And my mouse is definitely having a moment. I didn't mean it, mouse. There's no cats in here at the moment. Let me just get down there and make sure that I've said hello, and there we go. Chelly, I hope that's how I say your name. You're new to my chat room, so welcome. Let's do your card. Sorry, I've got this real tickle today. A card, please, angels, for Chelly. What does she need to know for her highest good today? Whoa, that came flying out. I have a fire card for you. It has a new moon on it. And a little dragon. It's the One of Fire. So this is always about new beginnings. And because it's the fire card, it's about being bold. It's about being courageous and following our passions. So Chelly, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say your name, so I hope I'm saying it right. What's firing you up at the moment? And are you doing anything about it? That is what they would like to say to you. Oh, Tara Elizabeth, I love that deck. She's got the other tarot deck. I use the strength card as well. Nadine says, oh my God, so accurate. Thank you very much. Well done, angels. They're absolutely on it. Okay, I can see that I am coming up on time. This show just rockets by, and it is just the most wonderful time to spend with you and commune and do readings. I will be over on One Two Listen most of this week. I'm sorry I wasn't about last week. I spent most of it in bed getting rid of the cold. But I'm done now. So if you want a slightly husky voice, I will be over on One Two Listen. It will be my absolute pleasure to connect you. Stay right here because you know who's on the way. It's the boss man. Mark Husson going to tell us how to prepare for that full moon in Taurus. And next week, I will be bringing you my starscopes for November. So have a truly wonderful week until we meet again. Lots of love. You take care of yourself and bye-bye for now.